squelch.
Patrons.
Wagwan.
Wagwan.
It's amazing how one word makes you giggle.
I didn't expect it that time.
Like
I normally...
an overgrown peanut-headed child.
Yep, that's exactly what
sums
I
it
am.
Up.
Yeah, no, I mean,
does
yeah, bang on the money, nail on the head,
peanut-shaped head.
Something about a coffin.
So, patrons, we
a camel's
are
back
here with the
back
elusive
sack,
Niall.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Been told about this.
I'm getting you should have fucking read it.
Oh, I did this
you
evening.
You were tagged in it.
Yep. You can tag me all you like. If I don't get notifications, I don't get notifications, do I?
Well, there's something wrong with your very expensive iPhone. It's my medium expensive iPhone. Tells me when Discord.
And do you have it on your computer?
No, I don't leave my computer on all day.
I'm going to close it down now.
Could have done this 5 minutes ago.
I was
going to
say, for what reason now?
Because to see if I get notifications again. Put a message in there. See if I get told about it. Anyway, that's why I don't get notifications, and then when I do go in there, I then can't be like I can't keep checking all day every day.
Why not? You don't do anything else.
Surely you could literally just have a check when you go for a shite.
Need to have a shite. Yeah, but there's TikTok and there's other. Listen, there's a lot of people I don't message back. So you know, there's ow, you knob of my toe.
It wasn't me. It was a chair. To be fair,
yeah, the chair that you were moving.
Oh,
nope.
Not a sausage for me. I don't want to read it, do I? Well, this is a shit start. At least everyone knows what's going on.
So, yeah. Niall basically doesn't get notifications and...
Apparently.
Basically, you lot are not important enough to...
Yes, he cares
warrant
not
any
about
of his,
you.
Any of his precious time.
Who put a thumbs up? Rob. Twat.
Legend.
I am a bell shape. Oh, somebody else has replied already. Lewis, brilliant, thanks, mate.
Lewis?
See, this is what fucks me off. Is you post, everyone's all over it. Oh, bold. I asked if anyone's watching the Formula One.
Fuck off. Most of your harem listens to this. That's most of the listenership.
But then I ask if someone, you know, here we go. Nearly F1 time. 2:43.
Isn't it funny how he didn't want us eating the mics and he's the one eating the mic now? Psych. Dyke.
Anyway, whatever.
Bike.
Fuck the pair of you. Fuck you all on Discord. But we don't. Thank you very much for everything. My employer. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Fuck the beat. I'll go a cappella.
But yeah, so I got a ribbon on there, which I did see. Because John told me about it.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Yeah, morning.
So yeah, Shuffles, if you are wondering, he's not actually dead. He just doesn't like you.
He's just an ignorant cunt. He can't help
I did
it.
Like him, and then he got another fucking Focus RS, and it was very easy to dislike the man.
Yeah, but Escort Cosworth next.
But everyone moans at me for disliking Fords.
No, I don't dislike Fords. I like Fords. That's why I don't like him, because he has three very nice ones. I mean, I could have as many as I wanted, still can't drive
well,
the fucking
I've seen
news.
Some pictures, and I haven't seen any nice ones.
I've not seen any nice ones on the road, actually. I've seen quite a few, like...
Yeah, he's got a really nice blue one that seems to never go anywhere.
I know.
They're overpriced.
You need to drive it down here, mate, so we can all have a
Mark 1 Focus RS.
Not really.
They are.
No.
They are.
No. How much are they, then? This is car talk, 20? Isn't it, what we're doing.
They're 20 plus.
Well, I'm sorry. In that on
Don't
that
be sorry.
Basis... The Escort Cosworth is way overpriced.
Gaza.
Yeah.
Gaza.
So is the Sierra Cosworth then?
Gaza. But any Ford is, because what they do is rot for fun.
Yeah.
Then none of them exist anymore.
They now have the numbers.
And then when they do, people start selling them for VINs and plates.
He's
and
coming right for us, Ned.
And shit. What?
What?
I don't know what the fuck you're on about.
Series 1, South Park.
Okay.
Right.
Fuck you two, then.
Sorry, I don't watch childish TV programs.
Fucking childish TV.
Adolescent.
You watch Love Island, you can't.
Fuck off, do I? I do not
he watches
watch
that
what? Tripe.
Love Island.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
It's where they find love on
it's reality
island.
TV.
litter.
Didn't Tom Hanks do that with a monkey and a fucking...
A bull named Wilson.
Wilson.
What was the monkey all about?
I was going to say, where was the monkey from?
Know.
Stop dreaming things. A cup of piss. Oy vey.
Yoy. Not already.
Cup of piss.
Boing.
Oh. So...
Focus Irises are well cheap. That's a replica, that's why. Wait, Mike there.
What, the one that Shuffles won on that competition is a replica? They've mugged you right off, mate.
You want it for 12 grand? Hmm, seems fishy though.
Yeah. Probably a fucking category A.
Well, it's black for a start. Never seen a black one before.
Anyway, this is Car Talk, and that's a line, you know it. Yeah, this is Car Talk. Shall
I
we
just
talk-
realise what you said. Slow on the uptake. I was like, it's not a lie. You just were literally talking about cars.
No, he means BBCs.
Yeah.
Which was never a porn category I was very interested in, but...
No.
These days.
No.
No, you get the real thing in the toilets at Place, don't you?
I get the real things when I see you.
No, mine ain't black.
BWC. There's one here for £12,500.
MWC.
Cheap, isn't it?
It's because it's not a genuine RS.
Yeah, no, it is, though.
Genuine fake?
It's just been smashed.
There's one here. £16,987.
Okay.
So, tonight on the non-car-related podcast...
Yeah, shut up, John. Stop talking about cars, you goon. So, do you know about this whole Gary Lineker thing?
Yeah, didn't you compare the government to 1930s Germany and they got all salty about it?
Yes.
Mm.
Well... He never actually said the words Nazi.
No, he just said it's like Hitler, 1930s Germany, didn't they?
Adolf, or anything like that.
Mm.
Goebbels.
Goebbels.
Hermann Göring. Nuts. Was he one as well?
Probably.
Yeah.
You should know, you're a Nazi enthusiast.
No.
Holocaust denier.
What a denier.
Yes, you are.
You fucking are.
Yeah, but not in its... Shout out, unless I'm getting this now. Not in its entirety. Anyway. All right there?
Yeah.
No skittles of me. So, yes. Basically, the big issue is, apparently, why everyone is so up in arms is because the BBC are run by a load of, like, Tory motherfuckers. Apparently.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the bloke who's the Director General of the BBC helped Boris get a £800,000 loan for something to do with the party.
Epstein's Love Island?
Possibly, yeah. Tickets to get there.
No, the problem is, when I see Gary Lineker crying about stuff, I just think, you fucking lefty snowflake, shut the fuck up.
No. The opposite, in fact.
Hmm?
Well, I see him, I just think, crisps. Cool, I'm hungry. Salt and vinegar, please.
You're stuck in the 90s.
True, yeah. But no, I mean, he's in, you know, entitled to his opinion. It's all against, you know, there's free speech and all the rest of it, and they... shut him down for speaking his mind. What he said wasn't out of order. He didn't go about it like, it's got fucking Nazi Germany around here. Keir Starmer wants to change his name to Adolf. Fucking hell. Like, it wasn't like that.
The thing is, trying to stop illegal immigration en masse is not a fascist idea. It's a... if you want to come here legally.
Yeah.
Don't get in a dinghy and float across the fucking channel. Because the French are there like, oh, go. Parlez-vous français, go.
What do you mean?
Sacre bleu, Renault Clio.
Here is a baguette for the traveler.
When you went, oh, I thought, he's going to do an accent, eh?
Mm.
And all we got was, go. The non-Frenchest accent I've ever heard.
I know.
So you thought, oh, fuck.
I don't do a convincing Englishman most of the time, but I definitely don't do a convincing Frenchman.
You do a convincing skinhead, you just need the swastika tattoo on your forehead and you'll be your way.
Bah!
Exactly.
So what's actually happened? Because I've got fucking no idea about it.
So basically, long story short, he made a tweet about this whole immigration policy thing and compared it to 1930s Germany. The Nazi years.
Mm. Niall's favourite period of history.
It is, actually.
I'm surprised he hasn't got a little moustache.
Ginger. So.
Oh, yeah, he'd have killed you, wouldn't he?
He would have, actually. He would have killed you as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
And... well, grey, does he like that?
Aryan master race here, my friend.
Wow.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Where's the blonde?
When I was a bi.
I had blonde hair when I was a bi.
Well, I'm not allowed to sing, so neither are you.
Who says you're not allowed to sing?
You boot off every time I go into a tune or off tune.
So
the BBC then stepped in and told him, no, Gary, you can't say this.
I think it was because they were trying to enforce impartiality rules.
Whose side are you on here? Whose side are you on?
Mine.
Fair.
Adam's on the side that gets rid of the most immigrants.
I have no problem with legal immigration to this country. We've got enough fucking layabouts and drug dealers. We don't need to import more on little boats.
No. No, you're quite right as well.
Yeah, but what do you think all the legal immigrants are doing? I mean, not all bad.
No, nobody said immigration was bad. Just illegal immigration is bad. Especially when it's mostly Albanian men.
Mm. Mm.
Niall's like, oh, erection.
Sounds fun. Well, given that you ordered some Turkish food, which they got fucking wrong, they can go back home. Legal immigration is no problem with, because of all the takeaways we've got.
Mm.
You two would have gone hungry.
Mm.
There was fuck all Chinese about my food.
Yeah. There was fuck all Turkish about mine.
Mm.
Well, the word kebab for a start.
Yeah, but it's there's not a Turkish kebab, is it?
No, but who made it? Indian,
well, I don't think it's...
Anyway.
Our...
So, yeah, he said this. The BBC suspended him because of what he said. And it would appear that every man and his dog that works for the BBC also said, well, we stand with Gotti in solidarity.
Gotti.
Gotti.
Yeah, we stand over in solidarity. So everyone else stepped down, so they had fuck all to show on the weekend. They had no, like, they did Football Focus, which is like a thing on BBC, like, during the day when the matches are on. Those presenters stepped down. No one was stupid enough to go, well, I'll do it. So it just it completely fucked with their whole scheduling programme.
Ah, so that would explain, then, why the English rugby team was so fucking bad, because they didn't turn up either.
Yeah, we stand with Gully.
Gully, that's ironic actually, so calling him Gully like that.
Yeah.
He got in the back of the Trotters truck, didn't he?
Yeah.
From Calais.
Yeah.
Ended up in Peckham, poor bastard.
Bloody illegals.
And then he ended up to be a prince of some description, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, now. You've got to love only fools and horses, didn't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically what happened. So you sound very not with Gary. You don't stand in solidarity.
No.
Why?
He's a lefty snowflake. In fairness, he did put his money where his mouth was when people said, right, well, you want lots of immigrants or whatever else. You want lots of illegal immigrants and you think they're whatever. Have one in your house. Because most people with a high profile using their platform to say, oh, let them all in. Doesn't matter how they got here, dinghy or legally, you know, let them in. And most of them will sit there and go, yeah, I don't want one in my house or in my street, or just go and dump them in a village in Wales and see what happens, you know, which is what they did the other day. They dumped, like...
Oh, did they?
I think it's 400 immigrants turned up on a bus.
Oh, fucking hell, look.
And they booted them out into some little village in the middle of Wales and said, off your pot.
Merthyr Shitville. Oh, God. Getting even shitter.
Yeah. They've gone, hang on, we left Albania for this.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, they swam home after that.
Yeah, right. They went and jumped off the docks in Swansea.
Yeah, they fucking swam all the way back to Albania, not just France.
Yeah, went all the way around to Gibraltar, the lot. Yeah.
I saw a man, he kept talking about my butt.
Something about nice coat, that jacket.
And he kept asking, are these boots on my shoes?
No, they're my shoes, and they're not boots.
They're neither, sir.
What are you doing to that sheep?
Sandals.
They're sandals. Fucking Jesus creepers.
No, in fairness to Gary Lineker, he did house an immigrant or a refugee or something.
Oh, did he?
In his own home.
It's cleaner.
Yeah, probably.
His tie ordered bride.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you've got to pay for this somehow. What do you reckon of this?
Put this in your mouth and no. But yeah, exactly. I mean, he obviously stands, you know.
Fair enough. He's got his principles and whatnot, but I don't know, just...
But the thing is, it's difficult because there's a whole free speech argument as well. Should he be silenced? Should anybody be silenced?
Mm. Nobody should be silenced, but...
No. Mm? The man's very wise.
No, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I mean, he's going to be fucking... Well, he's already under arrest in some...
Yeah, in some horrible fucking
weird fucking country.
Yeah, Romania, what? I think.
Yeah.
Do you know who Andrew Tate is?
No.
You'd like him.
The reason I've not brought him up, because I would actually quite like to discuss him. But I'm very surprised you know who he is, to be fair. I don't know if you were Mr. Current Affairs, that was all.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one who's allegedly a bit rapey?
Yes.
Ah.
So basically, in a nutshell, he made a lot of money through, well, two reasons.
One, let me guess, crypto.
No, he does like webcam girls and stuff, doesn't he? Like the call at phone up and the babe station of Romania.
Ah, I see.
And he invested.
You like hair? Yes.
Look at this between my legs.
John no like. He kick out of car.
Oh my god, bush. I'm getting the bush.
Hairy.
Oot. That was it. Oh, hairy.
Bunch of cubs.
And also made a fuckload of money out of...
crypto.
No, not crypto still at all, ever. A load of casinos.
Oh.
I think he bought into...
Crypto casinos.
Crypto casinos. Bought into a chain of crypto casinos. Mm. And talking of crypto, Bitcoin's doing quite well again. Anyway. Yeah, so made a lot of money. Very outspoken, very... Could give a fuck. He's like a champion kickboxer. He's got a fuckload of like nice cars. Mm. He's got a Bugatti Chiron, which is like a sort of burnt orangey sort of colour.
Nice.
But it's sort of like, Marmite, you even like it, we don't sort of thing. And his key phrase he kept using, which, you know, fair play, I think he has a right to say it, is he pulls up and says to someone, oh, you know, his mate, he's like, oh, what do you think of the colour? He goes, oh yeah, man, love the colour. He said, yeah, he said, I pulled up the other day at the lights and someone said, oh, nice car, shame about the colour. So I said, what colour's your Bugatti? Like that. So he's this whole fucking thing. But... He comes across as quite mystagnostic.
Agnostic?
No, he's not religious. I don't know what his religious faith is. But just sort of very...
Hebrew.
I think he might be. No.
He has many Shebrews.
He has some Shebrews, I think. Yeah, how would you describe his views?
Oh, yeah. He's
chauvinistic.
Chauvinistic, misogynistic. All of those,
yeah.
All of those things, aesthetics.
All of the feminists,
yeah. All of the things that a lot of people hate, but I mean, really and truthfully, in my humble opinion, there's a lot of truth in the shit that he says.
And in my humble opinion, I do have to agree. But the issue is two things. Okay, he has, which I'm kind of similar in my own way.
Many Shebrews?
No.
Like you?
Not crypto either.
A crippling cocaine addiction.
I think he probably has one of those.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, got to. But not
anymore. Has been in a K-hole for the last 2 weeks, hence you've not heard from him?
No, I don't touch that horrible shit. Or cocaine, for that matter. So, he gets...
If you believe that, you believe anything.
He gets these little clips of what he says. There'll be a 3-minute sort of thing. They talk about women and... They should make me a sandwich after I pleasure them all day.
Oh, is this a nonce talk thing?
No. Where's your fun? I mean, he does. That's how I know about him. And Piers Morgan interviewed him. He's quite in the limelight. But he gets clipped.
Quite in the what?
Limelight.
Oh, I think he said lime by. I was like, what the fuck's a lime by?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know by. I like a lemon by.
But green. So he gets all these little clips that just make him come across like a complete dick.
Right.
And these people, you know, these people that don't research anything, they then go, oh my God, he's the worst thing ever. He needs to be shut down.
Ah.
He got banned from Twitter.
That's not odd.
Well, these days, now Elon Musk is sort of at the helm. it's sort of not so bad, but he's been deleted off everything. Can't even... Mm. Even think about having a social media.
He had a load of his assets frozen, didn't he?
Yeah.
For genuinely no good reason. They froze a load of his assets and whatever.
And then he went all like Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan was like, the stuff you say is chauvinistic. But like he scored. He's very intelligent.
Yeah.
He is very intelligent.
So you go, you got twatted in the face by Jeremy Clarkson. Fuck off.
But he basically just made.
You did it before it was cool.
he got Yeah, he just made Piers Morgan look a complete twat.
Well, he makes himself look a complete twat.
He does, but he also, you know, it's nice when someone makes him look like a twat. Well, it depends on who he's interviewing. Because I saw him interviewing some vegan activist. And he kept asking straightforward questions. Do you eat avocados? And she was like, oh, well, the problem is the government, this, and she said, do you eat avocados?
Are you a politician? Because you're skirting the fucking question like politician.
You know that like really cringe politician thing? It's like, oh.
Yeah, they just skirt the fucking issue. It's like, and then you ask them again the same fucking question. Oh, and it's completely the other way around. It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
But it's like,
answer the fucking question.
You're so obviously avoiding the question. It's frustrating. I think it's like, oh, you know, what can we do about this? It's like, oh, we'll get on to that in a minute. But what I was saying is, or, you know, they try and give an answer that's neutral. They don't. They just talk about something else. It's like, can you hear what I'm saying? Fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he made Piers Morgan look a bell end.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got arrested for alleged, I don't know, the ins and outs, sex trafficking and all this sort of stuff. But was also like, the problem is he lives in Romania. And he had a very good, he had a point where he said,
well, Romania is one of those countries where if you've got enough money, you just say to the police, yeah, this has gone away, isn't it? Have a wad of money.
He said in one of his interviews, he said, yeah, one of the reasons I live in Romania is because, he said, I'm very wealthy, which means I can just bribe the police. He said, I can't do that in the UK.
No.
And I did think to myself, because I do sort of listen with half an open mind, and I thought, well, that's a strange approach. That's a strange thing to say. And I thought, how is he going to justify just being able to blatantly bribe the police?
It's whether he's talking about... Oh, was I really doing 185 mile an hour down the motorway? Sorry, officer, here's 5,000 Dracula dollars. I don't know.
In Greece. But then, like he said, and I thought, yes, bang on the fucking money. He said, I'm in a wealthy position. He said, I've got no problem with bribery, as long as bribery is open to everyone.
Yeah.
He said, Romania, it is.
Yeah.
He said, the problem is in the UK, if you're a standard citizen, you can't bribe the police.
No.
If you're in a higher position of power,
Niall.
A politician, a politician, whatever.
Your bribe didn't work then, did it?
No, clearly not.
Well,
they took him the money and still did.
Still did, yeah.
But, you know, he's like, you've got Boris Johnson having fucking parties when he shouldn't be. Yeah. You've got all of these celebrities getting away with fucking God knows what. You've got Jimmy Savile fingering kids for generations.
Rolf Harris. Fingering a child while he was painting the Queen.
Yeah, exactly. How dare he? Painting the Queen.
Probably.
Yeah. No, I can't tell what
citation
it is yet.
Citation needed.
I can't tell what it is yet. Get your finger out my bum hole, please. Go boom, 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 squelch. Do you know what I mean?
All get this beautiful noise.
You get this beautiful noise. But yeah, you know, you've got fucking Prince Andrew. Fingering kids on an island.
Touching his own daughter on fucking live TV.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
At his mum's funeral.
But these people can get away with it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's wrong if I do it in Romania. Okay, well, I thought, he's bang on the money.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, it's...
Sounds an awful lot like somebody who's saying stuff that maybe...
Don't do that, because that tickles.
Sorry.
People in the media don't like and don't want publicised, so they're like, right, well, we must destroy him then.
Well, you speak out of turn, you normally...
Yeah, well, this is basically the problem, is that he's been...
ostracised.
I mean, it's hard to say phony charges, because obviously we don't know the true ins and outs of it, but...
If the heroin goes in the arm...
If you took the UK's, innocent until proven guilty approach.
Yeah, as if that exists
and
anymore.
Took him at his word. He basically has been persecuted for being
holding views outside of the mainstream.
And the thing is that he's been picked up on some hooky charges. That now the problem is that it's such a media shitstorm that even the Romanian government are not in a position where they'll happily take a bribe, because it's fairly fucking obvious he was under arrest. And he's been...
Andrew Tate, he's at his house. He's where? He's at his house. Why is he there? Why is he stood next to a giant pile of money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Why do you look like Scrooge McDuck with lots of gold to go swim through?
It's like that episode of Family Guy where he dives into it, breaks his neck.
Breaks every bone in his body, yeah.
I've got that fire. But yeah, it's all just... Like, he got arrested on New Year's Eve and has been in a prison cell since. Fuck. And it's now the fucking nearly end of March.
Yeah, and they haven't even got any proper charges against him.
Yeah.
They've effectively arrested him on hearsay with no evidence and no... I mean... And obviously this is the difference, is that genuinely, if he had been living in the UK and he got arrested, he might well have got arrested, but unless CPS deemed that it was in the best interest to keep him
locked up
yeah. until trial, then yeah, he would have. But chances are they haven't got a case on him, so you know. And I mean, what's going to happen? Is it going to go to a fucking NDA somewhere, and these girls, it all just vanishes. They make a settlement, or
either
Prince Andrew trial.
I got a feeling. If
tonight's going to be good night.
If Andrew Tate is telling the truth, and he's confident that he's telling the truth, I think that he would be the kind of guy to take it all the way to court.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and shut him down in the courthouse.
I think one of two things is going to happen. Either
he's going to commit suicide in his prison cell.
It'd be the worst case of suicide you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Found in a boot of a locked car.
Surprised that Maxwell woman hasn't turned up dead yet.
Well, apparently, I saw a conspiracy theory that the reason the Depp and Amber Heard trial was so in the media spotlight...
To keep the Maxwell trial out of the spotlight.
The Maxwell trial was happening at the same time.
Because that's very fucking squiffy, that. Mm. There's this book with all these people that have been to that island and... Yep. Oh no, that's sealed. That's not admissible.
It's not even squiffy, is it?
No.
It's blatant as fuck. Yeah.
Why is that not admissible then? Oh, because it's probably most of the world leaders, most of the leaders of the banking sectors.
Yeah.
All sorts of celebrities.
But this is what I'm talking about, okay? You buck the system.
Mm.
You speak up, okay? You end up being forced to hang yourself, or someone hangs.
Your boss ends up dead.
Yeah.
You're the fool.
Suicide via two bullets to the back of the head.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
After you've beaten yourself up first, and tried to strangle yourself and realise that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why, regardless of his views, Gary Lineker speaking up and then being punished for speaking up because it doesn't agree with the BBC's views, which is the case. It wasn't a case of, oh, we're
neutral. I don't know where to go with that, because...
Well, that's why it's so interesting.
On the one hand... BBC brass management have gone, can't say that, but BBC News is going, oh, these poor people in these boats coming across the channel and we must help them and all that. Not, you know.
And Gary Lineker has just agreed with what his employers technically say on the news.
Via the news, yeah.
And then he's been fucking booted out.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
He is back now. But I only think because there was such a fucking kick-off from everyone else.
But it doesn't make sense, does it?
No, not at all. None. Whatsoever.
And you've got all the do-gooders on social media going, no, they're people, you know. Saying no one's denying they're people, but what are their motives for being here?
Yeah.
Why did you float in on a dinghy?
Takeaway.
Good time of year, though.
Except takeaway. Why? It's cold.
Good time of year to be in the dinghy business.
Well, yeah, if you happen to be based in Calais or along the north French coast, yeah.
You just have to make sure that they all conveniently pop when they land, so none can be reused. No, you must buy another one.
Yeah. $2.99.
And it's bucket and spade.
I think we should just build a bridge that goes from...
Well, they did, underwater, and put trains on it.
Yeah, but a different bridge that goes over the top. And it's effectively just Takeshi's castle on a bridge. And if they make it all the way through,
like just big wrecking ball swinging around.
Yeah, fair play.
Really wobbly. Wobbly.
It's like a combination of Takeshi's castle
runs at you.
And Total Wipeout. And in the very deepest part of the channel, they've got to do the four big inflatable red balls. They've got to get the bounce over them.
The hole on it as well. Remember the hole?
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I think if you make it through, you deserve to be in the UK, because actually, probably some use in some sort of trade.
Yeah, 20 miles of Takeshi's castle, yeah, you deserve it,
100%,
really.
Yeah.
And like, you know, there's like a barrier blocking one of them and they have to like wire it back together again.
Yeah.
There's a leak, there's a lot of water around, there's a big leak to stop the leak.
Yeah.
You have to deliver something on a moped.
Yeah.
Make sure it's still warm when it gets there.
You know. Yeah, that one's optional.
You have to get in your
or correct.
Maybe insured properly, maybe not insured properly. Transit van that's got more rust than Niall's chin.
And
then go and not deliver every parcel.
I was going
to
say,
changing your fucking name from Hermes to Every does not change the fact you left a car battery of mine and Niall's in a fucking hedge 10 miles away, rather than fucking deliver it. You bunch of fucking cunts.
That's not even exaggerated.
No, that's true.
Did you find it?
The old boy, the old boy comes out of his house. He's like,
there's a farm. There's a farm track.
That's right.
In a hedge.
And the old boy gets it, rings the number, because he put your phone number on it.
It was addressed to CellarServe unit.
CellarServe,
Google.
That's what it was.
Phone me up.
So I've got your battery here. It's like, are you the man from Hermes? No. I just found it in a hedge in my lane.
I was like, no worries. What unit number are you? He was like, unit number. I'm on my farm. I was like, farm? What the fuck are you?
It was the other side of Sanford Peveril, and it's like up Lomond way.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck is it 10 miles away? And then we got there, and mate, he's like, yeah, this one's yours, and there's all this other shit there as well. It's like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good of him to ring.
Yeah.
It wasn't his job to ring me, though, was it?
No, but that's what I mean. It's not being funny. What happened is
it got to 4 o'clock and Vlad went, yeah, fuck this. Throws it in the fucking hedge.
Fuck this.
You can't do a French accent.
Stop fucking hurting me.
I don't even know what I've done.
You had your toes under your fucking chair.
Yeah, when you put it down, it went right on my foot.
Do it with more force next time. Break the cunt's toe.
He will break his ankle.
Yeah, the chair can do it this time, not the table.
Dear. Anyway.
So you're saying my Russian accent is better than...
Yeah, it's better than your French.
Yeah, we didn't give us enough French. We'll just go.
Renault Clio. What it is a man there wearing a striped jersey, a beret.
Of course, onions around his neck.
Fondling an onion whilst going hoi hoi hoi.
Forgetting the one arm. Garlic around his neck.
Ah, the garlic, yeah, that's right.
Casey sees a vampire.
Yeah.
On strike.
Yeah.
Surrendering.
Yellow jersey, okay. Yeah. Kicking right off.
It was like that old joke. It was...
Whee!
It was me.
That wasn't me that time.
John boy.
It's like...
Time
at the bar.
What time is it? On the fucking thing.
We're way over half an hour.
20 to 8. We're not actually. 32 minutes.
Way over.
32 minutes.
42 minutes.
It's like, yeah, French assault rifle for sale. Never fired, dropped twice.
Yeah.
Right, shall we...
Well, I don't know what the fuck that was, but it sounded quite funny. That?
Fucking ball bag.
Are you ticklish?
Yes, I am.
Anyway, thank you, patrons, for listening. enjoy...
Watch has just mugged you right off.
Oh, is he cool? Let's have a little look. Don't tell me I want to see it for myself.
Oh, wait.
What?
You've probably not got the fucking
notification. No, I don't. I have to open the app to look into it myself. Let's have a look. I would imagine he's been radio silent. It's not easy being Simone.
Legend.
That's actually Shuffles that did that.
Was it Shuffles?
Yeah.
Come up as Wodge on here.
No, he's replied.
No, Wodge replied. You thick fuck.
Sorry, Shuffles.
So.
Keep on shuffling.
Lewis, he's done me over twice here. Lewis has reacted with a emoji.
And a bell.
Rob replied with a thumbs up, as did I, for humour reasons. Shuffles and Benny done a bell emoji, as did Lewis as well. As if the A-OK sign wasn't enough, he also called me a bell. The fact I've not replied actually speaks volumes as well.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you're an ignorant cunt.
You don't want to talk to me ever. You don't even want to be on a fucking plane with me.
Yet here I am in the same room as you.
Reluctantly, to be honest with me.
Yeah, a little bit. A bit worried about catching VD.
Victory day?
Hmm? What?
VD. Right, let's knock this on the other before John kicks off.
He's got VD!
Yep. I don't know what you're talking about. Should you knock it on the head then?
Yep.
Who's breathing into the mic badly? It is you, innit?
It's all of us.
I can't breathe out my nose.
It's full of cocaine.
It gets expensive if I do. Anyway.
Just do some mouth breathing for a minute, if you will.
So ASMR. So vroom, vroom, ASMR.
Well, we're in India.
Say, I just anyway.
They're not Native Americans. wrong Indians.
Have you seen that? Because I know you don't go on TikTok. You go on Reddit. He's a pilot. Great. That one.
No, I haven't, actually.
Very good. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for paying. Sorry, Bulge, such a twat. And
fuck
we
off.
Shall... we shall speak
peanut
to you.
Peanut-shaped fucking cockbag.
See what I mean? We will talk... You'll hear from us in a fortnight's time,
well,
probably.
You'll hear from me and Bulge before that. You won't hear from Niall again for another 2 weeks.
Nope.
No.
He will be back in his K-hole before he leaves the premises tonight.
Yeah. Might go into one now.
What's the difference?
No, there isn't any. Anyway, thank you, and goodbye. Bulge, say goodbye.
Bulge, say goodbye.
John, say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Nice, you've done it right. Anyway, Niall, say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Cock.
Squelch.
Squelch.